minyan olamali. Why does the Mishnah have to say it twice? There are 39 malachas. Kita, don't count them. The Drashi lists the Yavis malachas as a rei v'achirish. V'yanan chazinim v'yaboyin minu. On the Chos Rachas. We'll see for ourselves that there are 39. Why does the Mishnah have to say 39? On the Rav Yechanan, the Chiddush is, she lost in Kuna and Bela Mechad. It could be a case you do all 39 on one Shabbos. They have a mechad, you did not know you did an aver in between. Chayiv akolachas v'yachas. You chayiv 39 chatois. And the case is that you know today is Shabbos, just you forgot you did not know all these are osir. And now with the kasha, what do you mean you know it's Shabbos? The teretz was, it goes leave with the Rebbe Kiva, you know there's nisat chumin. Shrashi shimosan, obolu yadiyacho, shim nisalmo kol hilcha Shabbos imenu. If you forgot all the halachis, still chayiv kama chatois alom. You should know you chayiv a lot of chatois for this. You chayiv 39 chatois. Right, the Mishnah says has the ray of the achirish, planting and then plowing. Shred gemara michti michro kar vibrasha. First you go and plow the ground before you put the seed in. First you have to make the ground soft. Is listni chirish? Let the Mishnah start off first chirish, first plowing. For the listni zurei, and then we'll say about planting. That's the seder. Shrashi michba kavim nitchorshim. First you plow, and then you plant. And the Gemara, Tona Be'eretz Yisrael Kori, Koi. Our Tana is talking about people in Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael, the meaning was like this. The Zari Bereisha, first they plant, for Hod the Karvi, and then they plow again. In other words, they do two times plowing. Havad the Matchila, first they plow one time. To get the ground right from Eretz Yisrael is very, very hard. So first they plow a little bit to be able to get the seed inside, Akobon. They put the seed inside. Then after they seed, they do again a Harisha later. So the Chiddush is that Yechayev the Harisha of the second Harisha is V'hod the Karmi, says Rashi, the Eretz Yisrael, Koshehi, the ground is very hard in Eretz Yisrael, Ven Yechayelom Lechafes Bloi Harisha, even after you did one plowing and you put the seed inside the ground, you can't cover up the seed unless you do another Harisha. V'ashminan Dahai Nami Harishi, there's a Chiddush that this is also called Harisha. V'aluchur, this is a tremendous Chiddush. There's a tzad to say this should be called Zareya. This should not be called Harisha anymore. Because Harisha Lakhur is called Stam, softening the ground. That's called Harisha. But the Khur, when you have the seed in there ready, and now you're making it, putting the ground, throwing the ground on top of the seed, Lakhur, that should be called Zareya. Just like if somebody waters a plant. After you put the seed and you water it, Yechai Mishum Zareya. It's called you're making it grow better. So Lakhur, that's the Chiddush here. The second covering up the seed. There are a lot of kashas here. I think in the Gemara Taki in Moedkot is Mashma is Zareya. Now you have to stay here, the Mesap Basin is the kasha. The Elag Gwaman Diyama says Yoni Chayif Zareya then. When you take ground and put it on top of seeds, you're making the seeds grow better. That's a type of Zareya. So here you have to say no. Here, while the Mitzvah is not just Tam taking the dirt and throwing it on top of the seeds. You're Gefort making another Harisha now. Gefort, you're taking the top soil and Mamish crushing it down. So the Iki you're doing is a Harisha. That's the Chiddush, the Ho Nami Harishi. This is also considered a Harisha. Don't think it's called a Zareya now. No. Since you're doing a Maisa Harisha, you're taking Mamish, not just I'm throwing the ground back on top, but you're still crumpling up the ground, making a Harisha, Yechayef a Harisha. The Maratona says in the Braisa, Hazareya, if you plant, the Hazoimer. Hazoimer means you pull out the bare seed, the bare leaves. The Hanoita. Hanoita is another type of planting. Nate usually means you have a stick, a branch, and you Nate, you're planting the whole branch already. The Hamavrich. Hamavrich means if you have a long branch, Mavrich is a long branch, and in between you stick it in the ground. Like you have a long vine, and in the middle of the vine you stick it into the ground. V'hamarkiv, that's you take one branch and put it into another branch. Hakova, that's called grafting, when you're grafting. Is kula malach achasein. They're all considered one malach of Zareya. It's all different ways of making something grow better. Shrashi kula malach achasein, to zoymer. Zoymer means pulling out the bad leaves. Nami litzmuchi lonihu. You also mechavan to pull out the bad leaves, kadei the rest of the leaves could grow better. So you have kavana to make it grow better. Nafkamin here is the Yovad Lekulam Bahadi Zareya. If you do all these malachis at one shot, at one helim, Lemechayev Elechoda, you only chayev one chatis. So Isa Malachas Harvey, the Elamechad, you chayev only one chatis. That's because even though there are all different types of malachis here, but it's like told us of the same one of. They're all told us of Zareya. So when you do an av and a toldah, you only chayiv one chatas. So reyes atrashi, that's the av malacha. V'noiteya atrashi, it's not me av malacha hu. Dainu zereila, shezeh bizroyim, zeh bilonis. His noteya means I can take a whole tree and plant it into the ground now. That's mamash nav malachim. His zereya means taking a seed and planting the seed. And noteya means taking a whole tree, like a small tree, a whole stalk, and putting it someplace else. V'chein mavrich u'markiv. The same thing, mavrich u'markiv, is also types of zereya. Elazoy metod, avuzod, Rashi Zachidish here. Markiv u'markiv is also avus malachis. That's also mamish planting. Grafting is also planting. And maverick means if you have a long vine, you take the middle of it and push it into the ground, that it gets new roots there and it grows it better. That's also mamish the av malacha of planting. Av zaymer tolda. The only one here, Lent Rashi, that's called the tolda, is zaymer. Zaymer is not mamish planting. Zaymer just you're pulling off the bad leaves. But by pulling off the bad leaves, you make the rest of them grow better. That's a tolda of zaraya. Fred the Gemara, my kamashim, what's the chiddush here? Well, kamashim look, this chiddush. Ho'isa malachas harbei, main malach achas, even though they're all an av malach of Zareya. But since I call upon him the cheshbon of the 39 malachas, they're all only one malachim, is a nechayev alachas. Still, yoni chayev one chattas. Om Rabbi Chia Barashi, Om Rabbi Yami, Zoymer chayi mishum nateya. You should know Zoymer, if you pull off the bad leaves, Yechai Mishnateya. It's a toldo, and the Av is Nateya. A Nateya is the Av of planting trees. So if you're pulling off bad leaves of trees by making the tree grow better, that's a toldo of its Av of Nateya. Faha Nateya, but where your mamish plant the tree, Faha Mavrich, or you have this long vine and you stick the middle of it into the ground, Faha Mark, if you do grafting, is Chai Mishum Zareya. Yechayiv mishum zereya. That's an av malacha planting. For the Gemara mishum zereya in mishum nateya lo. What do you mean only zereya? The zereya lachur means putting seeds in the ground. Here, markiv and macha, that's in the trees. And the Gemara ema af mishum zereya. It means there's also zereya. But about it's nateya also. When you're handling with trees, it's called nateya. And when you're handling with seeds, it's called zereya. So Rashi zoymechayiv mishum toldos nateya. The smuchi of it. Zoymer pulling off the bed leaves. That's the kavana to make the tree grow better. That's a tolda of Nateya. The Nateya is a trashy gufa. The chay mavrich umakiv is chayim mishum zereya klayma. Inu nami zereya, and it's also the chlal the av malacha zereya. Zer av bezroyim, zer av bilonis. It's the same av malacham. No, one's called an av of zeroyim, of seeds, putting the seed in the ground, and by trees it's called Nateya. But it's not much the same av malacham. Mishum Nateya lo zegrashi amavrich b'yamakiv koi, eimath mishum zereya. Tahach zereya bilonis. This is called zereya bilonis. V'yavad lei b'hadi zereya mechayim chodev sulom. If you'll take a seed and plant the seed, and then later you'll be markiv or machriv, you'll like take the vine and put it down in the middle of the ground, or else you'll do some grafting, you'll only be chayim one chatis. Because zereya and Nateya is all a chiluk of the same avmalach. Omarav kana, zoymer. If you're pulling off the bad branches, the bad leaves, v'tzarach li'etzim, so you have two kavonas now. You take and need branches. You need wood in the house. You want to make a fire. You need the wood. So you're pulling off this bad wood with two kavonas. You want the branch, and you also want the tree to grow better without the branch. You should know chayiv shtayim. Obazoy, with this one maitha, you chayiv two avos malachas. Achas mishum kaitzer, one yechayim mishum kaitzer, you're pulling off the branch, off the tree, that's mamish kaitzer. The achas mishum nateya, and by pulling off this branch, you're also mechaven that the tree should grow better, so yechayim mishum nateya. Shrashi v'tzorach leithim, le'asaka, you need branches in the house now to make a fire. Mishum v'tzorach lem have you told of the kaitzer. Since you need it, it's called the tzorach of kaitzer. The tzorach nami liktzer, you need it for cutting it off. Yeah, consciousness also really the Gemara in the Maikon blives Kastira to Afkana. The Gemara there says, if you do one Maisa, you can't be chayy for two Malachas. You only be chayy for one Malacha. The other case is granted if you have a tree growing and the bottom of the tree you soften the ground. So one man the other says it's called Harisha, and one man the other says, no, it's called Nateya Zareya. Your kavanah is to make it grow better. But you can't be chayy for two on one Maisa, you can't be chayy for two Malachas. Where the Kanemar Loni at the Kash there. I hear for one Maisa, Yechayiv two Malachis. Is one Maisa Ksira, breaking off this branch, Yechayiv two Malachis. So then the Asmer says, the Chiluk is like this. by pulling off the branch is called two separate maisa merely. It's called the maisa was done in the branch you pulled off. You have a branch now, and it's also considered the maisa was done in the tree. Now the tree will grow better. Mashenki, when you just go and soften the ground, you're doing one maisa, soften the ground. The shalo, this one maisa does two things. It softens the ground, that's harisha, and it also makes it grow better. But there it's mamish called one maisa. But here, by pulling off the branch, it's considered two different things. A maisa was done in the branch itself, you have a branch now, and there was also a maisa done to make the tree grow better. That's what here we hold like Rav Kana, Yechayiv too. Omer Rav Yosef, Hai man de kotel as pasta. Somebody cuts off as pasta, Rashi says, that shachas. That's like tfuwa, that's only one third grown. The kotel nice to gimu pomin. I'm only cut it down three times the chodesh in a month. The chodesh of a tzemech, and it grows back very fast. So if somebody cuts down the as pasta, it's chayiv shtayim. You also chayiv too. Achas mishum kotzim, it seems to cut off the tfuwa, the chayiv mishum kotzim. Viachas mishum nateya. But you cutting off the shachas, you make it grow back much better. So baita, you have the same kavon, you chayiv too. Omer Abaye, Hai man de konev sukkah. If somebody picks off radishes, trash the konev sukkah, choytech tradin. You cut off a radish, min ha-mechuba, from the ground. The choyzen v'gdelem. And vice versa, you cut off the radish, it also grows back much better again. It's also chayiv shtayim. Achet mishum koytzi, cut off the radish. V'yachet mishum zareya. By cutting off the radish, you make another one grow back better. That's called also a zareya. Chayiv too. Right. The Mishnah says, V'ha choyrish. Charisha is chayiv. If you go and plow, you chayiv for charisha. Tona, ha choyrish plowing. V'ha choyfer, and you dig a hole. V'ha choritz. You mamish make a charitz. You make a line in the ground. Kula melachas hachasein. If any melacha you're doing to soften the ground, that's called the melachas charisha. Charisha means you're softening the ground. So you can soften the ground by mamish plowing it. We're also making a hole in the ground. We're also making scratches in the ground. That's all melachas achas. Shrashi ha-chiritz oisa charitza mekaki. You make scratches in the karka. Melachas achasein. En achayev alachas. To kula l'rapuya ayah avida. Hey, the melachas charitza is softening the ground. All the kavon here was to soften the ground. See achayev. Melachas achasein. Omer ha-sheshes. Hoisa loigav shushes. If you have a little hill in the ground, could be in your house, could be in the fields. You have a little hill. You have a gavshushis. Rashi tail caught in a little mountain. Vinotlo, and you take it out, like to smoothen the ground. You don't like this bump in the ground. You take out the gavshushis to smoothen the ground. It depends. The bias, if you did this in your house, on all the good times the house didn't have any carpets there. You had ground, you had floor. You had ground on the floor. That was the floor. So if you do in your house, it's chai mishum boina. By smoothing it out, your floor, that's a chiyuv mishum boina. You're building the house. Even though you're not touching the house itself, but that's called a house. Your house means all four walls around you, all six. Any part, the roof, the ceiling, the floor, it's all part of the house. Chiyuv mishum boina. Shrashi babayis, shayich binyin, shemiskavin lahashvas kakisoy. You'll be mechavin to smoothen out your floor, that's a chiyuv mishum binyin. Besodeh chayim mishum chorish. If you're in your fields, and you take out a small mountain there, a small hill, to smooth out the ground, that's a chiyuv mishum charisha. So drashi mishum charish, vayta demrati arya. By taking off this little hill, you're softening the ground there. Any softening the ground is a chiyuv mishum charisha. Omar Rava, hoy salay guma. You had a hole in the ground. V'toyna, and you took now some dirt and filled up the hole. Is vayta. But bais, if you had this hole in your own house, a hole in the ground, and you filled it up, it's chayiv mishum boin. It's called, you made yourself a nice, beautiful floor, and you chayiv. V'sodeh mishum charish. If you do it in the field, it's also mishum charisha. Shrashi gume v'toma. V'yofi, you fill it up with dirt. Is hainu charish. Sh'ofa shemilu boi, heavy ripui. You soften it now. V'toyvlez riyah. And the pshat alamo for softening the ground is you're making it good to plant there. For hishvul karka liyach nizri masada. If you smoothen out the karka, you take away the hole, you make it now that you can even plant, but mocking there was a hole. But smart, there's a hole, you can't plant there. The sower won't go there. But now that you smoothed it out, it's a mocking, you could plant, that's also melechas charisha. Hey, charisha, the taitch is you're softening the ground, I'm not to be able to plant it. Right. Omar Rebbe Abba, ha choyfe gume b'Shabbos. Somebody digs a hole on Shabbos. The ene tzarche eliyafora. The only reason why he's digging the hole is not to soften the ground there, not to make a mokum roit the plant, but it needs dirt.
He has to take dirt home. So Meli Zal Lefiah is now digging a hole, only plurally Amanah to take the dirt. But the hole itself he doesn't want. In such a case, Potter Alei. V'afil Rabbi Yehuda. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hole, Dovah Sheni Meskavim, is Potter, still Ephod Yechayiv. Here Rabbi Yehuda is Moedi Yepotter. Why? The Yom HaMelocha Shein Tzrich Legufa Chayiv Alei. Even though Rabbi Yehuda is all over, Melocha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Chayiv. So who are here? You're digging a hole. Digging a hole, like we said before, in the house, really it should be Goyna. In the fields, really it should be Harisha. So really you're doing a melocha. No, it ain't Tzrich Legufa. You don't want this melocha though. You don't want the hole itself. What you want is just the offer. You want the dirt. It was negated to you, if I can have dirt without making a hole, I'd also be happy. So it's called Ein Tzrich Legufa. You don't want the Gufa Melocha here. You don't want the hole Badafka. What you want is the offer. So even though Yehuda all over says, O Melocha Shein Tzrich Legufa is still Chayiv Alei, since the Messiah is doing the Melocha, even though you don't want the purpose of it, Yechayiv, here also, you're not a Shogig here, you're not a Reim Iskav, you know what you're doing. You just don't have Kavanah to use the hole. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, all over Yechayiv, here you're Potter. Why? Hani mi the Misakin. When does Rabbi Yehuda say, Melocha Shein Tzrich Legufa is Chayiv Alei, the Moshe, we have a mace, and you want to take the mace out of the house. So your kavanah is not really carrying the mace through the Shetzer Rabin. Your kavanah is just to get the mace out of the house. But I call upon him, when you take him out of the house, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yechayiv. Because it's called the Melechus Tikkun. You're Misakin, now the house is without the mace, you could use the house. But over here, you'd be Mekalkul. By making a hole in the ground, you'd be Mekalkul. So Kilkul, even if Yehuda's Mordi Yepotah. Strashi, Eloli Yaforo, Lechase Tsoya. You're digging a hole now, but not to use the hole, just to use the offer that comes out of it. Not to use the offer. To use the offer. Is potter lay the enkam mishun binyan b'bayis, not chayim mishun binyan. Why? The kilkulhu. You're ruining your house. Luzriya dam alechazia. And the field is not right to plow there, to sow there. Aval im hoyet tzorich lo. But if you would need this hole, then chayim mishun binyan. Because then it's not called a kilkul. All you need a hole there. You want to store things there. That's not called a kilkul. But in the case when you don't want the hole, all you want is just the dirt. So by taking the dirt, mitzvah you're making a kilkul. You're ruining the floor. So I'll kilkul your potter late. The Rabbi Yehuda Berger must take a much yesamei to meet the stocking the much yesamei. My shank in here is called a kilkul yichai. Your potter. Right. Viha koitzer. Cutting off tfuah, cutting off peiris is chayiv. Tona, ha-koitzer, cutting off apples. Ha-boitzer, boitzer usually is by grapes, cutting off the grapes. The ha-goyder is usually by olives. You call it cutting off the olives. The ha-masik, the ha-oira, kulon melochas achas. These are all types of cutting off different type of peiris. And it's all one melocha. So Drash began, I mean, it's like, goyder is b'tomorim, that's taking off dates. Or moisik, that's b'zaitim, that's pulling off the olives. Oira v'tenim, that's what figs. There are different malachas are pulling off the tefuah, but all these is one av malacha of kaitzer. If you do them all together, you only chayiv one chatas. Omer Rapapa, ha'iman d'shoda pisa l'dikla. Somebody throws a pisa, Sidrashi, pisa s'rugov l'dekla, means a piece of mud, a piece of hard mud, a piece of dirt, like a piece of a rock even, you threw it to the palm tree. And by throwing it to the palm tree, it knocked off some dates. The dates fell down. Is Haiman to show the piece? Really, it's like took a stone. Feel me, a piece of mud here. It took the piece of mud and threw the dikla. The asa tamri, and you made the dates fall down, fall off the tree. Is chayiv shtayim? In such a case, you over two over some malachis. What's the shtayim? Achas mishum telish, and it sees you caused the figs, the dates, to come off the tree. That's called telish. The achas mishum mafarik. There's also nav malacha mafarik. You'd be mafarik the dates. When dates grow, it grows a whole cluster full of dates. By cooling off one date, that's called being mefarik. You're pulling off one out of a whole bunch, it's called mefarik. Let's see Rashi. The osa tamri hishet tamar. You made the dates fall off. Tolish, told of the kaitzer. That's treated, making the dates fall off. That's a told of kaitzer pulling off. Kaitzer, yichayim. Mefarik. What's the mefarik here? The Rashi told us the dash. Mefarik is a told of dash of threshing on it. Shemafarik tfuah mishibalehem. Usually means you have the wheat with a shaft around it. So if you bang on the wheat to get the shaft off, that's called dash. Loshen Perik Minachomer. Loshen Perik means you take off the peckles off the donkey. A donkey is full of a lot of peckles on him. You take it off, that's called Perik. Is Blaz Rebbeinu Levi. Now, the Gamba Chos Rebbeinu Meshulam Agoin, Masasi Kane. V'yav Zem Mefarakat Tamar Mina Mechabdis. Since you have a whole cluster full of dates, if you have a cluster full of dates, called like a whole big peckle here. By taking off one or two, that's called mefarik. You're separating it from its whole masli. That's called mefarik. A tremendous chiddush according to Rashi. I think the Iglitali has the kasha according to Rashi then. If you ever have a cluster full of grapes in your own house, there should be an issur pulling off grapes on Shabbos. But even though it's cut off already, but there's an issur mefarik now. You're taking off a bunch of grapes of mefarik, there should be a mefarik according to Rashi, yes. So in the terrorist they say is, if you do a derech achila, it's not called mefarik. Here mefarik means it's not called derech achila right now. You have the tamarim on the trees. So you're banging off one or two tamarim to get them down, but you're not going to eat it then. You start getting the tamarim to take it home, that's called melechas mefarik. But you have a whole bunch of grapes, and you're pulling off the grapes right now to eat, Havada Rashi is also moedim mitzmuta, because that's called derech achila. But this is Rashi's pshat. Toys is dingzir, toys is not called mefarik here, there's no mefarik here. Mefarik usually means you take the shaft off the tefuah. You have to take off like the pstolus off the oichel, that's called mefarik. Here you're not taking off any pstolus, it's all oichel and oichel here. Alright, well, what's he'll say? Mefarik means you're taking it off the tackle there. Kreitzer means you have the tefuah here. And the mefarik is that there's a whole bunch of tamarim there, you're smoothing out that bunch. So that's called the melacha was done to the bunch. It's also called two different melachas here. That's the mefarik here. You took off the tekel off the thing. What's the taste learns here? Part of the taste. Chai Mishum HaMachik. Shechachel HaMachik is a bad machlik. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's a tough thing. V'yachas shemafarik. A nir l'rik k'mash mefarish Rashi shemafarik kilu mimasri min aperish olav. Like my spirit of Ender Shmuel. She'esh ala tamorim klipa. I was talking about that the date itself has a klipa shell around the date. Hel yonu k'shu ma'amakye b'tamorim. When you hit the date, mefarik yes a klipa min atamorim. Oh, that's mamash mefarik then. But v'yamamash k'moydash. Shemafarik yes a tfuah min ashiboylus. That's Tosis Pshat. There's a shell, out of shell, around the date. And when you hit the date, you take off the shell out of the date, that's Mamash Mepharik, just like wheat. You take them off the shaft, off the wheat, that's Mepharik, here's the loss with Mamash Mepharik. Right. You put the midiraisa. That's called shleik derech. That's called the shinui. It's not a derech klisha picking off peris by throwing a rock there and hit it down. The male is ptur midiraisa, but the rabbanon will be yosa. The midiraisa is called the shinui. Who then is not a derech prika b'kach? There's no wisdom midiraisa. Right to be hamamir. If you gather together the peris where they grow, that's minor. Omar Rova, Haiman the con of Milcho, Milmachosar, where they make the salt by the ocean, if you gather together the salt there, is also Chai Mishum Minor. Abaya, the name we pass to Abaya, a mim imur ela b'gdula karka. The melechas maim is only by gdula karka, something that grows off the ground, like peris that fall off the tree. Gather them together, that's the melechas maim. But salt that doesn't grow off the ground, there's no melechas maim on salt. Drashi the konik milchi milcha shetzava melech mimisreifas maim. When they make come out of the water, you make the salt there and gather it together. So the first one said that's also maim. The sun dries out the water. You get it together. And we hold like a baya, no. There's only maima by gdule karka. Something that grows. Salt doesn't grow. There's no iser maima. Fi hadash, tona, hadash, if you thresh it. Fi hamanafet, you hit it. Fi hamanafet, is kula melacha achasim. It's all different types of melachas of hitting the tvua, hitting the wheat to get the sheft off. Shashia menafet means pishtim mitvulim. If you have pishtim that's flax, and you're hitting the combing out the flax, is also a way of getting the sheft off the thing itself. Via menafet, semer gefen. If you have wool, the keshes kederach umnim the tzema gefu do the karku is called the karku. Lochi kori nifu delay told us the dash shemafara garina mimenu. By combing out the wool, you're getting the seeds out of the wool. Well, like Korole told us, Manafis the Semer. It's not doimut to Manafis the Semer. I mean, Semer gets mis cotton. You get of cotton. If you have cotton and you like comb out the cotton to get the seeds out, that's a melecha doimut to dash. You're taking the psilis out of the thing itself. And it's not doimut to combing out wool. Combing out wool, there's no psilis there. You start combing it out. But here, combing out the cotton, that's doimut to a melecha of dash. Stop this. What's the guy's worth of that is it's all of you.
Find Gimel on the day, the last Gemara, the last two dots. Hazera, Habura, Vehatechim, Vamarakit. These are all Lovis Molochis that the Mishnah Cheshman Zoyis for one of the Lamatas Molochis. For the Gemara, Hainu Zera, Hainu Boirer, Hainu Marakit. For the Gemara, like, why are they considered three different Lovis Molochis? They're all the same inyan. They're all three types of being mevar, taking away the eicha from the pselus. So drashi other gasinan. Hainu zera, hainu borer, hainu marakit. Hainu drashi means kumoi, haini ukloimer. The maf the gluton of the mas nisan. Lislas, how come the Tana, the Mishnah says this in three different cases? For like kulon melocha achasein. The mafresh eicha min apselus. They're all three different ways of taking the eicha from the pselus. They're all like borer. So why does the Mishnah cheshbin it like three different Ovis Malachas? And the Gemara Abayi, V'rovad Yarm V'tavayu, Kol Milso the heavy B'Mishkan, is any Malacha that was in the Mishkan,